U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder visited Ferguson, Missouri today. He was there to meet with federal investigators. They're one of two teams trying to figure out what exactly happened when a police officer, Darren Wilson, shot and killed an unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown. Both cases are expected to take weeks, if not months. And we hear more from NPR's Elise Hugh. She says people in the area are frustrated with the wait.
What do we want?
Justice.
Where we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
This morning, about two dozen demonstrators showed up not in Ferguson, but in the St. Louis County town of Clayton. That's where the county prosecutor is prepared to present evidence to a grand jury considering Michael Brown's killing.
This means something to me, so I had to be here.
If you ask Lamont Farr and others demonstrating across the street from the courthouse, the county prosecutor, Robert McCullough, is a problem. They say he shouldn't even be in charge of this case.
We want Bob McCullough off the case. That's what we're here for today.
When McCullough was 12, his father, a police officer, was killed in the line of duty. McCullough is white, the man who shot his dad, black. For that reason, many in the community don't think the prosecutor can be objective.
We're fighting for justices across the world. We don't even have justice at home.
McCullough says his dad's death decades ago won't affect his judgment, and he's not going anywhere. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon said in a statement Tuesday he isn't asking the prosecutor to step aside. Besides, the county's investigation into Michael Brown's death isn't the only one underway. The Department of Justice is investigating whether Brown's civil rights were violated. Attorney General Eric Holder came to Ferguson today to meet with FBI investigators, law enforcement, and other community leaders. Agents have now reportedly conducted more than 200 interviews. But the answers and potential charges so many are demanding won't come quickly.
You're talking about at least months, and it's not impossible in some civil rights investigations that they take years.
Paul Coggins is a former federal prosecutor who worked with Attorney General Eric Holder in the Clinton administration.
If you're looking for answers, those answers may be a long time in coming, in part because the rules, the guidelines for the Department of Justice, they're allowed to tell the community we're on the job, we're making progress, general things like that, but they're not allowed to share the specific evidence until an indictment comes down.
But Coggins says federal involvement could help quell distrust of the county's handling of the case. He's seen it before.
Sometimes it's very difficult for a DA or a county attorney to convince a community that he or she can be objective where the police are concerned. The Civil Rights Division prosecutes police officers all the time. That's what they do.
In Ferguson, on Canfield Drive, where police officer Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown, church pastor Corey Bush shows up daily.
I'll be out here as long as this is going on.
In the middle of the road, visitors add flowers, baseball caps, and stuffed bears to an ever-expanding makeshift memorial for Brown. Bush comes out to pass out food during the day and demonstrates at night.
One thing about it is it shifts. So whatever the shift is. So if the shift is moving off of West Florence and then we go to Clayton and protest there or whatever, just whatever it is, I'll be there.
She knows the big crowds will eventually dwindle, but Bush is from here, so she has no plans to stop participating.
This can go on until that verdict comes down. So we got to get the indictment first and then the verdict, so it may be a while.
As the legal process plays out, a neighborhood already so torn by unrest and uncertainty has no choice but to wait. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Ferguson, Missouri.